It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a look at the science behind Harry Potter-style magic and science fiction-style technology.
First, we're talking about today's vote to remove Bill Cramer from his position as Wisconsin's Assembly Majority Leader. Two women have accused the Waukesha politician of sexual harassment and verbal abuse while he was in Washington, D.C. last week for a GOP fundraiser.
Yesterday, a third allegation emerged involving a Wisconsin congressional staffer. It's not connected to his time in D.C. last week, though. It apparently happened in the recent past. One of Cramer's aides says he has checked himself into a rehab facility and is not making contact with the outside world.
Today, Assembly Republicans unanimously voted to remove Cramer from his leadership position. Sean Johnson was at the public vote, and he's here to fill us in on what happened. He's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Assembly Republicans unanimously voted to remove Bill Cramer from his position as majority leader today. What was the process and the tone like?
Well, this is a caucus meeting. This is just Assembly Republicans meeting amongst themselves. Often these meetings are closed. In fact, they closed today's meeting for quite a while to talk about what they were going to do. But then they opened it up and, usually in a leadership contest or when you're going to take a step that involves leadership, you have members give speeches for and against people that are running. In this instance, you didn't have anyone stand up and speak on behalf of Bill Cramer, who was not there. He's checked into a treatment facility. You had two representatives stand up and say, we can't have this, we have to get rid of him. And then there was a quick vote, and Assembly Republicans said it was unanimous to get rid of Bill Cramer as majority leader.
Now, you said a couple of people spoke. What did they say?
Basically that we can't tolerate this, that they were disappointed, and that we have to send a message that this is not okay. And then you had not coincidentally, you had two women run for the position to replace Bill Cramer, Representative Mary Williams, Representative Pat Strakota. Both of them are leaving after this legislative session. So, they were only going to hold the job temporarily. They both spoke on behalf of each other. Pat Strakota won that election. And so she now becomes the first woman ever to hold the majority leader position in the Wisconsin State Assembly.
Now, as you said, she's going to be leaving in fairly short order. Why was she chosen with such an early exit date ahead of her?
I think that's probably one of the factors. I mean, they wanted to put this Bill Cramer story behind them as quickly as they could. And if you open this majority leader job up to somebody who might want to hold it for a few years, I mean, it's the number two position in the assembly. And, the action that they're taking to sort of oust Bill Cramer might be overshadowed by the campaign to replace them, So they wanted to move quickly. They wanted to get this over with. And this will give them, whoever wants to be majority leader for the long term, a chance to kind of, prove their worth through campaigning this November. And so we really don't know who those candidates are going to be. But essentially the campaign for that job begins now.
Well, Governor Scott Walker came out earlier in support of removing Cramer for his position as majority leader if the allegations proved credible. How important were the governor's comments in the situation and what happened today?
I think by the time the governor made his comments, they had already pretty much made up their mind. I mean, it's pretty stunning how quickly they acted here. These allegations against Representative Cramer were something that first surfaced in a news report last Friday night. By Saturday, he was supposed to meet with Speaker Voss to discuss what to do going forward, but his office put out a statement, Representative Cramer's office put out a statement saying that he had checked into a treatment center. We don't know much more beyond that. And by that afternoon, Representative Voss's office put out a statement saying, he's lost our trust, and we're going to meet Tuesday to replace him. And there were really no hiccups along the way. So it wasn't as if Scott Walker was going out on a limb there, mm-hmm. making the statements that he did. Cramer was pretty firmly out of the circle of trust by that point.
So it sounds like things were fast-tracked. Were there hints in Bill Cramer's behavior previously that someday there might be an event like this so that maybe people were prepared?
Well, there was a pretty personal hint dropped, actually, when Bill Cramer was elected majority leader. And this was just back in September. You know, as I mentioned, normally when you have elections like this, you have people get up and give speeches on behalf of or against the people running. And in Representative Kramer's case, you had Representative Chris Kapinga, a fellow Waukesha County Republican, get up and say, I've observed Bill Kramer at several events, and there is a pattern of behavior, and he called it habitual. He didn't get into too many details there as to what that behavior was, but then he went on to say, we can't have sexual innuendos and bad language in the public. He said that, you know, he had just observed him at a recent conference. It was American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, conference. He said that Kramer did not represent well and said that can never happen. So, you know, it was a pretty big hint there, and happened very recently. And so, you know, Speaker Robin Voss was actually asked about that today, said, should people have listened to Chris Kapinga? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Voss said, you know, nobody had observed the type of behavior that Representative Kramer faces in these allegations now.
So at the time, he had the confidence of his colleagues, despite some hints that maybe things were not going to go well in the future.
Right. And, you know, it's just a sign today of how quickly things can change in the assembly. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, just a week ago, Bill Kramer was the majority leader, and, you know, no signs that that was going to change anytime soon. You know, he went to Washington, D.C. to represent his caucus at, a pretty big fundraiser. And, you know, now today he had not a single person stand up and speak on his behalf.
What details do we know about the rehab facility that Kramer has reportedly checked himself into?
If the details are out there, I don't know any of them. And nobody's really gotten into what type of treatment center it is. We do know Speaker Voss said that in one of the incidents, one of the alleged incidents, that Representative Kramer was impaired, that he'd been drinking. Other times he was not. And so, you know, you could make a guess that the treatment involves alcohol, but we don't know that. I mean, we just haven't seen information put out about that. And, you know, because of the nature of these treatment centers, it may be that Representative Kramer is actually basically closed off from the outside world now. And so we haven't heard from him about what's going on, and we're unlikely to for a while.
Is there expected to be a political price tag, maybe among Assembly Republicans, for Bill Kramer's his actions? Or is the fact that he was quickly removed and replaced with a woman, will that kind of take care of it and call it done?
Well, I mean, there is a recent history, actually, in the state assembly of the assembly censuring another state representative for behavior that they didn't think was appropriate. And that was Jeff Woods, a Republican lawmaker turned independent who had repeat drunk driving incidents on his record. Republicans sought to censure him, and that was after Woods started voting with Democrats. So, you know, we have a pretty recent incident where the assembly did stand up and make a public showing that, hey, we don't support that. Speaker Voss says they have no plans of doing that in the remaining two floor session days that are scheduled for this legislative session. And he says that he just hopes that Representative Kramer does not seek re-election. If he does come back to the legislature, Voss says that they'll have to put some type of safety measures in place for people that still work in the assembly who have concerns with Kramer.
Now, you mentioned Representative Pat Strakota, the new majority leader in the assembly. Will there be pressure after she leaves to leave that leadership role in the hands of a woman?
I think that's possible, yeah. I mean, Republicans know that Democrats, one of their attacks against the Republican Party has been that Republicans are engaging in this war on women. And so when you have incidents like the Kramer incident pop up, it bolsters Democrats' case. And so, you know, they elected a woman today, and looking ahead, it could be that they want to do that in the future. Although I imagine that you're going to have some competition for that majority leader job, given, you know, how high ranking it is.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for joining us and talking about it today.
All right. Thank you.
We've been talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter, and he was with us to talk about the vote to remove Assembly Majority Leader Bill Cramer on grounds of recent sexual harassment allegations.